Welcome to the beginning of another week in the Roaring Fork Valley. I'm Kristen Kay at the Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk. It is Monday, October 8th, and this is Week in the Arts, a curated list of upcoming exhibitions and events. Today is the final day of the inaugural Shining Mountains Film Festival. The Native American Film Festival celebrates the nation's indigenous cultures. The film program starts at 6 at the Wheeler. Prog rock band The Church plays the Belly Up tomorrow to celebrate the 30th anniversary of their Starfish album. Doors open at 8:30. Also tomorrow, local author Renee Linnell discusses her book The Burn Zone at Explore Booksellers. The memoir details Linnell's experience in a Buddhist cult. The talk begins at 5:30. Aspen Words unveils this year's Winter Words author lineup with a party at Pepke Auditorium on Thursday. The event begins at 5 p.m. Also Thursday, the Aspen Chapel's Contemplative Artist Series continues. Floral designer Shelley Franklin leads a workshop titled Away with Roses. The class begins at 5:30. An exhibit of John Van Tassel's paintings and 3D works called Value Menu opens Friday at the Art Base in Basalt. An opening reception starts at 5 p.m. Also Friday is the opening reception for two new exhibits at the R2 Gallery in Carbondale, The Near Distance and Where the Light Gets In. The Near Distance showcases modern portraiture. Where the Light Gets In is a cave-like immersive installation. The reception begins at 6. A fiction writing workshop with author Daryl Gregory, whose novel Spoonbenders was an NPR Best Book for 2017, takes place at the Pitkin County Library on Saturday. The workshop starts at 10 a.m. For more on arts and culture or to submit your event, go to aspenpublicradio.org. You're listening to Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale.